Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Fourth Trimester by Kimberly Ann Johnson is a nonfiction postpartum guide focused on the first 3 months after birth as a distinct and highly consequential stage of recovery. Rather than treating childbirth as the endpoint of maternal care, the book argues that postpartum is a period of deep physical, emotional, and identity change that deserves planning and protection. Johnson draws on her background in somatic experiencing, sexological bodywork, and birth support to offer a holistic framework for healing after delivery. The book is especially concerned with restoring vitality through rest, nourishment, touch, companionship, and connection with nature. It also addresses common postpartum injuries and disruptions, including pelvic floor issues, abdominal separation, hormonal shifts, mood changes, and the emotional impact of birth experiences. Its purpose is both practical and corrective to challenge cultural expectations that mothers should quickly resume normal life and instead present postpartum recovery as an essential process of rebuilding body and self. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, postpartum as a fourth trimester that requires deliberate protection. The book's central reframing is that the weeks after birth are not a return to ordinary life, but a biologically intense continuation of pregnancy. Johnson uses the idea of a fourth trimester to argue that the body is still reorganizing after delivery, with hormones, tissues, organs, and nervous system responses all undergoing major adjustment. This matters because the common cultural expectation to bounce back can push people into activity, caregiving, and emotional performance before they are ready. By naming postpartum as a protected developmental phase, the book gives readers a stronger basis for setting boundaries, asking for support, and planning recovery in advance. The concept is not just symbolic, it changes how postpartum care is organized. Instead of waiting for exhaustion or injury to force rest, Johnson encourages anticipation and preparation. This shifts postpartum from an improvised aftermath into a period that can be intentionally shaped for healing, stability, and long-term well-being. Secondly, the five universal postpartum needs as a practical recovery framework. Johnson organizes postpartum care around five universal needs: extended rest, nourishing food, loving touch, wise companionship, and contact with nature. This framework is one of the book's most useful contributions because it turns a broad philosophy of care into a concrete set of priorities. Extended rest acknowledges that recovery is not optional downtime, but a physical requirement for tissue repair and nervous system regulation. Nourishment emphasizes warm, cooked, nutrient-dense food rather than a generic diet mindset, reflecting the body's need to rebuild after birth. Loving touch includes bodywork such as massage and steaming, which Johnson presents as supportive for both physical healing and emotional release. Wise companionship recognizes that postpartum isolation can worsen distress, so the quality of surrounding relationships matters. Contact with nature adds a simple but meaningful form of regulation through light, air, and movement. Together, these needs form a clear model that readers can adapt into a sanctuary plan rather than relying on vague self-care advice. Thirdly, somatic and body-based methods for healing physical and emotional postpartum injury. A major part of the book is its body-based approach to recovery, which reflects Johnson's training in somatic therapies and sexual bodywork. She treats postpartum healing as something that involves biomechanics, biochemistry, emotions, and scar tissue rather than only rest or medical follow-up. This broader lens is important because many postpartum difficulties overlap across systems. Pelvic floor dysfunction can affect confidence and movement. Abdominal separation can shape body image and core stability, and unresolved birth stress can remain stored as tension or emotional reactivity. Johnson's method encourages readers to notice the body as an active participant in recovery instead of a passive site of damage. That is why the book includes discussion of bodywork, nervous system regulation, and gentle approaches to re-encountering the body after birth. The practical implication is that healing can be gradual, integrated, and relational rather than restricted to a single medical intervention. This makes the book especially relevant for readers who want a more embodied understanding of postpartum repair. Fourthly, birth story processing and postpartum identity as rites of passage. The book gives special attention to the emotional meaning of birth and the identity shift that follows it. Johnson treats the birth story as something worth processing, not because reflection is purely therapeutic, but because birth can leave lasting impressions on how a person experiences their body, capacity, and self-worth. This approach is especially relevant when childbirth includes trauma, disappointment, or a disconnect between expectations and lived experience. The postpartum period can intensify feelings of betrayal, grief, or alienation if these experiences are left unnamed. Johnson therefore presents recovery as both bodily and psychological, involving the integration of what happened and the making of a new identity afterward. This is one reason the book stands apart from purely medical postpartum guides. It does not only ask how to recover function, It also asks how to inhabit a changed life. In that sense, postpartum becomes a rite of passage in which the parent is not simply returning to the old self, but forming a new one with greater honesty and continuity. Lastly, reclaiming sexuality, partnership, and embodied confidence after birth. Another distinctive theme is the connection between postpartum recovery and sexuality, intimacy, and partnership. Johnson argues that many new parents lose contact with their erotic self, not only because of physical recovery, but also because culture narrows the identity of the postpartum person to caregiving alone. By addressing sexuality openly, the book acknowledges that embodiment after birth includes pleasure, desire, and relational renegotiation. This is important because postpartum changes can affect self-image, boundaries, and couple dynamics at the same time. The book encourages readers to view sexual recovery as part of a larger process of regaining trust in the body, especially after injury or trauma. It also highlights the need for communication and realistic expectations within relationships. Since parenting transitions can strain intimacy, this topic broadens the book beyond hygiene and recovery advice, linking healing to agency and self-recognition. The result is a more complete picture of postpartum vitality, one that includes not only physical repair but also the gradual return of confidence, relational clarity, and bodily presence. In conclusion, the fourth trimester is best suited for new mothers, expectant parents preparing for postpartum, and birth workers who want a deeper framework for recovery than standard aftercare advice usually provides. It is also valuable for readers interested in somatic healing, women's health, trauma-informed care, and the cultural politics of motherhood. What makes the book stand out is its refusal to treat postpartum as a brief inconvenience or a matter of quickly regaining pre-pregnancy function. Instead, it argues that the body, emotions, and identity all require deliberate support after birth. That gives the book both practical and intellectual value. It can help readers build a sanctuary plan, make sense of physical symptoms, and reconsider social expectations around motherhood. Compared with many postpartum books that focus mainly on baby care or isolated medical issues, Johnson's work is more integrated. It combines physiology, emotional processing, and embodied self-awareness into one coherent model of recovery. For readers seeking a fuller understanding of what postpartum actually demands, it offers a rare and comprehensive perspective. If you would like to support Kimberly Ann Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.